إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we come to the we started that yesterday, the final rite of the Quran, that the message of the Quran must be conveyed. And as I mentioned yesterday, two important points. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the responsibility of conveying the message, not of convincing anybody. Convincing is the job of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So conveying is the thing to do. And then yesterday I said, we talk about the what and the how. And yesterday about the what, just to reiterate, what are you inviting towards? Dawat towards what? Three things. Tawheed, Risalat, Akhirat. Three things. The Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and there is no one worthy of asking for help except from Allah. So, Iyaka na'bud wa Iyaka nasta'in. And then the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the following of the Sunnah, which is the belief that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger after whom there is no messenger. And the last one is Akhirat. And Akhirat is with regard to our death, that we are accountable, we are answerable, and we will face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu one day. So this is the what of the da'wah. All da'wah is on this. Da'wat ilallah, which is Tawheed, Risalat and Akhirat. Any da'wah that takes you away from this, this is not da'wat of Islam. So for example, giving da'wah towards an organization, giving da'wah towards calling someone to come, please attend a conference, that is not, I don't mean that. But I'm saying that if you are trying to, in the name of da'wah, trying to promote some business of yours, then this obviously is wrong. So that is the what of it. Now today, inshallah, we'll talk about the how. The process is, as I said yesterday, the process is equally, if not more important than the ingredients. So the ingredient, that does not mean ingredients are not important, they are important. But with the right ingredients, even with the right ingredients, if you do not follow the right process, you will not get the result. Simplest example to give is that if I give you a recipe of our famous Hyderabadi Dum Biryani, and we say this must have, it must have meat, it must have this, it must have rice and so on, so on, so on. If you take all of those ingredients, you put them into a pot and you put some water and you start boiling it, you will get dog food. You will get very nice smelling dog food. You will not get biryani, because that is what it will, that is what will happen. If you boil meat and rice and so on together in one pot, you will get nice smelling dog food because you have some nice spices in it. It is not biryani by any stretch of the imagination. Biryani becomes biryani only if you follow the process of cooking, not just the ingredients put into a pot. Now, sadly, this is what seems to be happening to the da'wat of Islam. Illa mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the tawfiq to whoever he wants. But by and large, this is what seems to be happening to da'wat of Islam, which is that even though we have all the right ingredients, we, instead of cooking biryani, we are ending up cooking dog food. So, we have people who give da'wah and they invite and collect all sorts of negativity, which is completely unnecessary. And the reason for that is because we don't prepare ourselves for da'wah. So, inshallah, today and in a few days, we will talk about what is the preparation required. For some funny reason, people seem to believe that da'wah does not need preparation, da'wah only needs enthusiasm. So, suddenly I have this great desire now that I must give da'wah, that's enough. That makes me a expert die. This is not true. This is not true of anything. Just having enthusiasm, you have a great enthusiasm to drive a car, but you never learnt, you don't have a license. You get into the car and start driving, you will kill somebody or you will kill yourself. So, it's like that. So, it's just enthusiasm. Alhamdulillah, enthusiasm is required, no doubt about that. If you have no enthusiasm, then obviously you cannot do any work. So, you need enthusiasm. But enthusiasm by itself is not enough by a long shot. People usually give all of these dawat, the new ones and the enthusiastic ones who don't want to spend time learning. They give this da'i of saying, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Balligh anni walau aya. that convey from me, even if it is one ayah. But they forget who this instruction was given to. It was not given to somebody like me and you. That instruction was given to Sahaba who was steeped in the tarbiyah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. People who were ready, who were capable of doing it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't just catch somebody from the street and say, "Wallahu anni wala ayah." He gave that instruction to people who he prepared to do that work. People sometimes give the example, they say, well, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, Abu Dhar Ghifari radiallahu anhu, and so on. These people immediately, as soon as they accepted Islam, they started giving dawah. But the thing also one has to understand is that this is actually a sign of complete lack of adab, total lack of adab. Because when you talk to somebody and say, "My brother, you are doing dawah," and so on, he says, "Well, Uthman also did. Inna lillahi wa inna rajiun. Inna lillahi wa inna rajiun." You are saying Uthman did. Uthman is who? He's your langotiyar or something. What is it? Uthman is what? Your friend or your chum. And Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu is, who is he? I mean, what is the position of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu? And you are talking about his direct student of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You need to take into account the barakah of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have to take into account the dua of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can't just take yours and equate yourself to Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, equate yourself to Abu Dhar Ghifari radiallahu anhu. Where is Abu Dhar Ghifari? Where is somebody like me? Where is somebody like you? Why? But this is the sign of complete and total zero adab. The zero adab, zero understanding of the deen. You don't take that into account. You say Abu Dhar Ghifari radiallahu anhu gave dawah and the whole tribe of Ghifar became Muslim. How did that happen? How much of effort did he make? Do you know, have you accounted for the fact that Rasulullah ﷺ would have made dua for the success of Abu Dhar Ghifari? Is the Prophet ﷺ making dua in your name by taking your name and saying, "Give success to Yaver Beg"? How do you equate yourself? On what basis do you equate yourself? This is completely zero adab. Complete zero understanding of da'wah, zero understanding of the deen. But people are very quick on all this. They say, "They did, so and so did." Alhamdulillah, enthusiasm is a good thing, as I said. But don't let enthusiasm take you in the wrong direction, because instead of doing good, you will only do harm. Preparation is absolutely important. Even if you take this word dawah is, you know, dawah or dawat, if you take dawat, and if I give you, I invite you to my house, aapki dawat mere ghar mein hai, don't take me literally. I'm using this as an example. One of us, of course, of da'wah. Alhamdulillah, most welcome, please come. So, when we say da'wat, what does it mean? It means that you have prepared some food. Aapko khilane ke liye bhi kuch ghar mein kuch ho. Hai kuch nahi. Aap da'wat de rahe. So, the point is that even if you are inviting someone to your house, it means you would have cooked some food and there is something to give. If you have nothing, you give da'wah to what? So, when you talk about da'wah, you say, "I want to be a da'i, I want to give da'wah to Islam." Ask yourself, what is it that you have internally? It's not enough to say, I have the Quran. You don't have the Quran. You have the book in your hand. You do not have the Quran. There is a huge difference between having the Quran and holding a book in your hand. Major, major, major difference. You are holding a book in your hand. That does not amount to having the Quran. So, it is very important for us to prepare ourselves in da'wah. And today I will talk about only one of them. And the first and most important preparation for da'wat of Islam is the preparation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed for His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, which is tahajjud. And how much tahajjud? 1 year, 365 days of tahajjud without a break. That is the basic kindergarten level preparation. Absolute foundation. If you cannot pray tahajjud without a break for 1 year, forget about da'wah. You cannot do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed this for His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mentioned this many times before. Suratul Muzzammil, the ayat, the asbab and nuzul of that. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu anha says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent these ayat, the first 19, and for 12 months Allah did not send the 20th ayah, which is a rukhsa in this. So she said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba with him, they prayed tahajjud for 12 months without a break as if it was fard. And at that time, that was the only salah which was fard, because the other salawat had not been made fard. So the basic foundational preparation for da'wat is tahajjud as if it is fard. You must make it fard on yourself. And as I said, even before you open your mouth, even before you begin, 1 year, 365 days of tahajjud without a break. And whoever comes to me, I tell them, if on the 364th day you missed it, start counting again from one. So 365 days of tahajjud without a break, if you can't do that, forget about dawah. You cannot do it. It is not possible because you will never have the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes only and only when you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. It's like having a dead phone in your hand with the battery discharged. Looks like a phone, but you can't use it. You cannot use it. So just because it looks like a phone, don't imagine that you can talk. Try and talk. It won't work. The battery has to be charged. It has to be connected. You connect it, you charge it, then you can talk. The phone's shape will not change. The phone will not look different, but it will be completely different. One is a dead phone, which you can, you know, what will you do with a dead phone? But on the other hand, the phone which is fully charged, you can call whoever you like. And that is the difference between somebody who is praying tahajjud, because the Anbiya did da'wah, and I want to end with this, and tomorrow inshallah something more. The Anbiya's da'wah comprised of two parts. We remember one and we forget the other one. The first part of the da'wah of the Anbiya was in the daytime, they would go to the people, they would invite the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second part of the da'wah, which was the foundation, which was the power behind it, was in the night they would stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they would cry for the people who they invited. If you cannot cry before Allah, forget about da'wah. You have to get to a stage where you stand in salah and you cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, alone by yourself. And that comes by practice. That comes, Allah will give it to you inshallah without a doubt. But it comes by practice. You have to do it again and again and again and again and again until it comes. Then and only then can you succeed. You have to be able to stand in the night and take the name of the person who you invited in the morning and you cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, I have no power. Ya Allah, I can do nothing. Ya Allah, change his heart. Ya Allah, put it in the heart. Only with this dua will you see changes in people. The change, the acceptance of your dua will be visible there, but that acceptance will happen only if you make the dua. And the time for that dua is tahajjud. It is not fajr, it is not dhuhr, asar, maghrib, it is tahajjud. So praying tahajjud like it is fard, that is the first principle of da'wah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the sweetness of this and give us the huluwat of this so that we can pray it with great joy and with great pleasure. It is very important to make all our ibadat not like a laborer who is finishing a day's work. You know, mazdoor gampa patak ke chalega waisa nahi. Shauk se karna, with great desire, with, you know, looking forward to the ibadah. Because ibadah is a great honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala. Ye musibat nahi hai, ye to Allah ki taraf se Allah ne ikram farmaya. Hamare ko Allah ne izzat inayat farmaya. Apne darbar mein aane ka Allah ne mauka diya, ijazat Allah ne inayat farmaya. Isko ye samajh ke, to think about this. This is an honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah permitted me to come into His darbar, to come into His court. And this is a great izzah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To think about it like this and to approach ibadah with that sense. So when you stand in tahajjud, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, you allowed me to wake up, you allowed me to stand before you. Now please accept my salah. And do this for all your ibadat. To do it with a sense of shauk, with a sense of love and desire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put this into our hearts and to give us the barakah of His ibadah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.